For John came to you in the way of uprightness. John was a righteous man of God. He lived upright. I am referring to John the Baptist. When John came before the people, he always came in the way of righteousness. He always came in the way of uprightness. And you did not believe him. Isn't that something? Imagine God sending you an upright and righteous man of God, an upright and righteous woman of God, someone whom God has chosen, regardless of what you think about that person. God has chosen certain men and certain women, and he has imputed righteousness upon them. And then he sent them before his people to speak to them. He sent them out into the world to give them the gospel good news. But you did not believe him. Imagine how many people in your home, in your family, including your close friends, that you have given them God's message and they did not believe you because they did not receive you. But the tax collectors and the harlots believed him. The crooked tax collectors, the thieves, the robbers, they believed in Jesus. He sat down at the table with crooked tax collectors who practice corruption, and the harlots, the prostitutes, the hoes, the gangsters, the murderers, the notorious sinners, the killers. Jesus sat down at the table, broke bread with them, ate and drank at their table, and they believed in him. In your own family members and close friends and relatives, people that you see on a regular, they don't even believe in you. But the tax collectors and the hoes, the prostitutes, the harlots, they believed in Jesus. Jesus didn't break bread, didn't partake of the same cup of the self-righteous people. There are self-righteous people that you know. You have self-righteous family members. You have self-righteous close friends. You sit among self-righteous people every single day, and they're looking at you with a suspicious eye. They're looking at you trying to probe into what you all about. And the whole time, they keep cutting their eye at you. And the reason why is because they don't believe in you and they don't believe you. Those people God considers as self-righteous people. They are self-righteous. They only believe in themselves. And it's hard for someone who believes in themselves to believe in anybody else. So God sent Jesus to give the gospel good news to the tax collectors, the prostitutes, the notorious sinners, the murderers, and the corrupt businessmen and corrupt businesswomen. Never judge a book by its cover. If Jesus sat down at the table and broke bread with a prostitute and a tax collector who practiced corruption and a notorious sinner and a murderer, I'm gonna sit down at the same table with them too.